Welcome in, everybody. We're back. Episode 2. Whoever even knew there was going to be an episode 2? But we're back. Grub Butts. Of course, I'm joined... I guess, I'm a narcissist. So I'm Drew Racine, found on twitch.tv/steammachine, Twitter by the same name. We are back with the second episode of Grub Buds. Of course, I am joined by... And I promise at some point we're going to start rotating guests and won't do the same same guest. But today is not that day. So I'm joined this week by the same three as last week. I have Joe in the top left here, Cole over to the top right, and Rory. He's technically in the bottom right. He's got no cam on again, but he is here. And we're eating the toasted cheddar chalupa from Taco Bell this week. This is one that has been, I think, on a lot of people's menu. I know you guys were all really excited about it when it first came out. I think we're always, I'm excited about any Taco Bell item that comes out. It always sounds great, and I know that if I have enough drinks, I'm going to enjoy it no matter what. So.
Basically, we get really happy every about 2 weeks.
Yeah, and that's one of the things. Is I think when we were like, oh, we should start this podcast, I think we had a good idea that we're going to be back to Taco Bell probably kind of a lot. And of course, so a strong second week episode. And full disclosure, I've never had the actual chalupa. So I guess I'm going to start here with that. Try to take the paper away from here. Try to not do all the paper ASMR. So this is my first bite of an actual chalupa. I've never had a single chalupa in my life. I don't know how I've made it this far. I always get the cheesy gordita crunch when I go. Probably the best Taco Bell item. I think you guys have all had the chalupas before, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm eating two items this podcast. I think you guys all had a warm-up chalupa as well because it's Taco Bell. You can't just go to Taco Bell and get one thing. So this is going to be a true comparison. I'm gonna eat this and tell you my opinion, and then we're going to eat the cheddar one and tell you how much better it is. All right. Here we go. All right.
That's a good bite.
Mm-hmm.
Monstrous. That is nice. Wow. Work through it.
It's all the mouth feel so nice. So full disclosure, I got everything on it. I didn't take anything off of it. I got steak. That's fantastic. Just the regular chalupa from Taco Bell. That's awesome.
Oh yeah.
I'm upset. Don't get me wrong. I still think the cheesy gordita crunch is like the bee's knees, but
cheesy gordita crunch is one of the greatest fast food items in existence.
That's probably true, but I'm here to tell you, chalupa, pretty dang good. Especially if you can pay the extra 30 cents or whatever and get the steak, if they present the option to you, I'd recommend it. This is great.
And now you know why I always get it.
All right, so. I think the plan's gonna be a little different this week. We'll get through like one or two while I get through this first one, and then we'll move on to the. Actually, hold on. I'm changing on the fly, baby. You know,
doing it live.
I don't think this is gonna change that much 3/4 of the way through it, right? So, before I get sick of one chalupa, or before I eat a whole chalupa, and I'm like, wow, I never want to eat another chalupa ever again. Especially not in the next 10 seconds. Let's all get into the bite of the cheesy, no, what the toasted cheddar chalupa. All right, so a few differences already.
Oh.
It comes in a aluminum thing instead of a normal package. I assume that's for the toasted cheddar.
Yeah, it's high quality. That's just
yes.
Of course.
It's like the Cadillac of chalupas.
Do you get that smell right away, guys?
The smell is good.
Oh yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's very cheddary. Yeah.
That smells like toasted cheddar. You're not like which one's the toasted cheddar one.
Yeah.
It also comes in a paper thing. And the old Doritos did it come in a paper thing for y'all?
Yes.
Did you get it? Does it say Doritos Locos Tacos? Because that's not what this is.
Oh no, mine says toasted cheddar chalupa.
I seem to not have a piece of paper, guys.
Well,
So he got it.
Taking it back.
Out with a new item every 2 weeks.
So maybe you get a paper item. Maybe you don't. Maybe it says Totes and Cheddar Chalupa. Maybe it doesn't. Who knows? There's already some variety. All right. All right. First bite. First bite. Here we go. The crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Wow. I'm not going to lie to you. The first episode with the McRib, a little bit of a letdown, right? But
yeah.
I don't know if I can speak for everybody. I'm telling you, that first bite, fantastic. Ooh.
That was a good first bite.
Like, a chalupa is a little softer than your average shell because it's just a fried tortilla at that point. And but you add back in that crunch with the toasted cheddar. Ooh. Good crunch. Good taste. They fill it out to the ends. Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
So unfortunate that we didn't have this podcast when the triple lupa came out.
Did you get a triple lupa?
I did.
Okay,
it wasn't nearly as bad as you think, because it just tore apart into three-quarter size chalupas.
Right, that's what I was about to say, because my roommate got it, and we're looking at it, and we're like, that's not the size of a chalupa. We're like, it's basically three two-thirds chalupas. It's basically two chalupas, yeah. But when you call it a triple lupa, I'm expecting three lupas, you know? That was only dose lupas.
Wasn't the idea that you could get, like, one of them chicken, one of them beef, and one of them steak if you really wanted to?
Yeah, they came out with, like,
so
a nacho cheese one.
Just, like, get it and yank it apart?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my roommate did that. I think he just ate through it. Like, he got through one chalupa, and he's like, all right, here we go. I think we're getting into cheesy. Oh, I think we're getting into chicken instead of beef. It's very, very interesting.
Like a foot-long Tony dog.
Yeah. So I guess, I don't know, man. First impression of the cheddar chalupa, the three words that come to my mind are better than McRib, I think, is that.
I believe I agree with you on that.
Also, probably toasted cheddar crunch. Mm.
See, the first words that come to my mind are the cheddar chalupa is back.
Yeah, this is what the yearly item everybody should be waiting on. This is awesome. This is insane.
Wait, this is a yearly item?
No.
About.
But it should be. Is this not the first time this has come?
It is not, no. That's what. So Taco Bell ran almost the exact same ad, it feels like, that McDonald's did when the McRib came back. They ran the Toasted Cheddar Chalupa came back ad. And, like, the McRib, it's clearly an ad. You can tell, like, people aren't excited for the McRib. They're like, oh, hey, it's back on the menu. Sick.
Right.
Another thing. Taco Bell, I could genuinely be excited when I saw that the Toasted Cheddar Chalupa was on the menu.
Yeah. If you haven't had Toasted Cheddar Chalupa, wow. What? You know what? It's not the easiest thing to say, like, over and over again, is what I'm realizing after saying it so many days. So many times. But it is good. It is great. It's got me in a good mood. I'm ready for some news. And you know what? When I was looking through all our stories today, I think last time, what, I go first? And then...
Yeah, I think it was you than me.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So this time, we're going to move one to the right, because I'm so happy. I want to hear about a man who is unfortunately named Adolf Hitler. Rory, could you start us off?
Hey guys, history repeats itself. We all know this. We all know this is a thing. And in this case, a man named Adolf Hitler won an election in Namibia. I'm not 100% sure I pronounced that country's name right. It's in Southwest Africa. And Namibia. That might be it. Thank you, Joe. So he won the election, and one of the things he said, as a child he thought it was a normal name. Then when he was growing up, he realized that it was a man who wanted to subjugate the whole world. and he has nothing to do with these things. And he wanted to make sure while he was winning that people knew he was a decent guy. So, it's a little weird because Germany, it was a German colony at one point, and Namibia was. And then after being a German colony, it was a South African colony during World War II. Then it fought for independence from South Africa shortly after that. So his dad might not have been as worried about the Germans as a different country. So maybe he just wasn't knowledgeable about the historical backings of this man's name. But it says something about this guy and his policies that even with the name Adolf Hitler, he can still get elected.
I mean, yeah. Great news to be able to overcome a name like Adolf Hitler being your name. I mean, but, you know, which brings me to a fact that I'd accept that no matter what, I'll probably, you know, all things considered, I'm probably the worst Truman Steen that's ever lived. Right? You guys have, like, I've got a very unique name. I guess, honestly, if we were to use last names, I guess we all have fairly unique, like, you guys aren't Joe Smith or Cole Smith or something where there's probably a million of it. Have you guys thought about that? Maybe all of us are the worst people to ever have our name. But probably also the best. But probably also the worst. But, you know, that guy, he does not have to worry. He's certainly a better Adolf Hitler. There's at least one worse, you know?
Well, we'd like to think that at this point. He just got into power, so.
Yeah. Oh, that is... That's dementing.
He has plenty of time to install a dictatorship.
I want to know his campaign manager. And, like, I feel like if you're any sort of company looking for a marketing scheme, look no further than the guy that can sell Adolf Hitler. Like, come on.
Bravo.
That's impressive. To a whole country.
I was going to say, this isn't like the three people that are going to buy the new Escalade the day it comes out. This is an entire country.
Yeah. I mean, if you can get an Adolf Hitler elected in today's world, I don't know if there's anything you can't do. All right. Well, that was certainly a great start, Roy. Cole, you want to take it from here?
Yeah, sure. This one's kind of like a nice story this time of year to kind of go over. So this was actually, surprisingly enough, a story from Ontario, which... Ontario, I think of as probably a really nice place. A lot of nice people, just Canadian. So this was a woman named Lori Pringle. So she has had several packages disappearing from her porch over the last 3 years. Like many people during the holidays, there's a lot of stuff being ordered. A lot of things being left on the doorstep. And so Lori Pringle, Canadian, decided to combat those thefts in some sort of a way. And, you know, I really want to know if this was her first idea, because the way that she decided to step up and do something about people stealing her packages was she decided to leave a box full of cat poop on her porch. I think one of the better parts about it is that she left it out there. And it was stolen within 40 minutes. So somebody picked up this box of feces. You just yoinked it like they left. I imagine it rattled. Like it's a box of...
You said it was 40...
Literal cat shit.
How much... was there a poundage on it? Sorry, for a second I thought it was 40 pounds, but it was stolen within 40 minutes. But, I mean...
Yeah. Yeah, no, I have no clue how much it weighed. You know, maybe she did some things like to insulate it, kind of keep it all together so it felt more like a real package. I guess that would be kind of fun if you left it in there like a surprise, like they have to open it and all of a sudden, it's cat shit. You know?
Well, at some point, like, how much time is too much time spent on putting cat shit in a box, you know?
Honestly, for Lori Pringle, obviously not. Like, no, the sky's the limit. She'll put as much cat shit as she wants in a box. But I really just can't imagine somebody, they like walk past this. She lives in a like busy downtown area, and they just walk past her porch and they see this box and they grab it. And you wonder if as soon as they grabbed it, they realized that it wasn't something that they wanted. Like, they picked it up, it rattled, it smelt bad. They're like,
right?
Oh no! But they just had to commit to it. They had to nab it. As it turns out, though, I guess so. She does have a video doorbell. That's how she normally keeps track of her packages. It's just sometimes people won't ring the doorbell, so somebody will just yoink it anyways without her ever seeing it. But this one, she did see the thief, and her neighbor did identify them as a person who had stolen one of their packages. So, you know, I think if anything here, this should be like a, you know, maybe like a new, maybe it's like a new coal for Christmas type thing. Like, why don't we tell kids they want to get coal? Like, coal is almost like a cool rock. Imagine if you told kids, sorry, Santa put cat shit in your stocking. That's it for me.
Like, eventually, like you can do useful things with coal. Like, that, you know, that can heat your house. Mm-hmm. He's a cool guy, personally. But it's like, you can't do anything useful with cat shit. Trust me, I've got a cat. Nothing useful. Absolutely nothing.
I agree.
And an abundance of cat shit, man. And absolutely nothing I can do with cat shit. Maybe I'll start tricking my neighbors. I don't know, because nobody steals my packages. So now I kind of want people that steal my packages, so that way I have something to do with all this cat shit. But I guess I'll just have to dispose of it like normal. But I kind of wish I could do something cool, like thwart criminals.
What if you you labeled the packages to your neighbors, and then gave them the cat poop as a gift?
It's just rude.
Yeah.
It's just rude.
Yeah, I don't know. Also imagine you're going to prison because you stole a package that was cat shit. Because, I mean, not prison, but maybe you're getting... That'll go on your permanent record, right?
Yeah.
Because you'll get caught because you stole someone else's package, but you stole the decoy package, which in the end was cat shit, which in the end is why you got caught. That's incredible.
Honestly, sounds great to me.
I was going to say, it's not as good, but it's almost like the meme where it's like some dude that stole... the princess fairy tent thing, and the person just like, have fun with that.
So I hope that's a good one for you, bud.
I hope you have a 3-year-old daughter as well.
All right, Joe, the first episode you had classical music pig robots. What do you got for us this week?
Alrighty, so you've heard of people accidentally buying doll furniture on eBay, people getting scammed into buying doll furniture on eBay. Well, this guy...
Have I?
He didn't get scammed. He just accidentally bought a 35-foot-tall inflatable Grinch. His daughter really liked the Grinch, so he got her a, and I quote, large inflatable Grinch, and it turned out to be 35 feet tall. It's taller than his house. And reportedly, he said that he had over 5,000 people show up to take a picture with this giant inflatable Grinch.
He might have made his money back on that Grinch, though. I mean, how much could the Grinch have cost?
It cost him 500 pounds.
Okay.
Okay, so at some point you have to realize that that's not the going price for an inflatable Grinch.
Yes. However, there is a happy feel-good part of this. He asked for donations. And he raised over $20,000 for a local care center that took care of his dad who passed of COVID. So that's terrible tragedy, but he raised $20,000 for this place with his giant Grinch.
That's great.
This the Grinch saved Christmas this time.
The Grinch saved Christmas the last time, too. I don't know if you missed that
part. Okay, both times.
Of the Grinch.
Every time.
I mean, I guess the Grinch both stole and gave back Christmas. But, I mean, still, he, you know, at some point he saved Christmas.
Still counts.
It might have been from himself, but that counts.
And I really want that to be a new Wayfair thing. Like, you know, Wayfair is known for sending, way too small furniture. They don't put dimensions in the correct units on it. And so... people read it wrong. Dude, I would love it if they just started sending monstrous furniture. Like, you try and buy a single kitchen chair and it's just 10 feet tall. There's nothing you can do about it. Like, that doesn't even fit in your house. You're just screwed.
Now, to tie some stories together here, imagine if you do steal a package and it ends up being a 500-foot Grinch.
35-foot Grinch.
Not 500. 500 pounds, 35-foot Grinch. Still a massive Grinch. And you're like, what is this?
I was gonna say, that,
what do I do with this?
Must be so, like, honestly, you're a person that steals packages. 95% of what you steal is going to be
deodorant.
Well, I don't I don't want that. Yeah, it's a deodorant, or you steal their Prime pantry box. So, oh, now you have some chips, I guess.
I'm trying to think of chips. I'm trying to think of the last thing I ordered. I don't know, man. I order good stuff. I don't know. I bet they're gonna be a little upset. Christmas is around the corner. I got a nice lamp from my work. That was cool. And then I got a. I think I got Christmas presents coming in. I think from what I've heard about them, I think I'll be upset if those are gone. But yeah. But also, you're gonna get some worthless stuff in the mail.
Yeah. Here, let me check my Amazon just to see what it would be. What would somebody get if they stole my packages?
I still want to know how you go and spend
some bread proofing baskets.
Some what?
Bread proofing baskets. Like you put the bread dough in it to rise.
Put it in a bowl. What are you buying baskets?
Mom, shut up.
That was. You should have bought her bowls for Christmas instead.
This is what she wanted.
They're like multi-utility for bowls. You can do one thing with a bread-proofing basket. You can do like at least three things with a bowl.
There's nothing else you can do with a bread-proofing basket.
You think my mom doesn't have bowls she can raise bread in? She came downstairs and was like, hey, I have a coupon. This is normally like $30. It's $6. I want two of them. And I had no choice but to say, okay.
Oh, that's just so... That's so specific. I don't know. I've struggled like this Christmas season. People are my mom or girlfriend has asked what do you want for Christmas? What do you want? And I always give them the same answer when I don't have anything. It's just something sports related, You know my teams: K-State Islanders, Royals, Chiefs. Pick something there. But I've never had something specific enough as bread proofing baskets. It sounds like you're trying to keep bread out, but all right. All right, I don't know how many times I've said red proofing baskets, but I feel like it's been too many times.
Back to the story. I just don't. How do you buy a 35-foot? How do you think $500 isn't gonna? Or it's $600 American. Yeah. Isn't gonna buy you like an overt sized, like too big of a sized inflatable.
I'll tell you what.
Yo, money is no object to this man. Clearly.
growing up, we had a like 12-foot spider, inflatable spider that sat in our lawn. And that one thing was massive. And that thing was... It literally was the whole line.
That had to be like $200, right?
And like... Yeah. Well, no, and I mean, it was like $40 or $50. So the fact that this thing was 10 times... I mean, I know there's like some branding. And it's so... It's like... I don't get it, man. $500. 500 pounds is a lot.
It's just like no way you get that off of like Amazon or something. Like he probably ordered it from like oversized inflatable warehouse.com and just didn't, just wasn't there for it.
Just didn't realize which link he clicked on.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. So he lives in Britain and I'm looking at the picture of his house. I don't think he was worried too much.
Yeah, it looked like a pretty nice house. I know you said it was taller than his house,
but... It's a pretty nice house for Britain, so...
Yeah, I mean, that's two stories. But, I mean, that looks like a 5 to 6 bedroom house. It's like, got the columns, the marble columns on the outside. It's very nice.
Look at those perfectly trimmed hedges.
I'm surprised the HOA... If a house that nice, I bet he's got a HOA. I'm surprised the HOA didn't say anything. The Homeowners Association... I mean, I think, we lived in an all right neighborhood, and I don't think the Homeowners Association loved our 12-foot spider, I couldn't imagine if you lived in a better neighborhood and had double or triple the size, and it's the Grinch.
I mean, at a certain point, don't you stop having HOAs? Aren't they just like, hey, you're rich?
No, you only get more HOAs unless you're buying your own neighborhood. There's other houses in that picture. And
but I'm saying, like, do you think who would be an example? Guy with CTE that smokes weed on the Dolphins. Gronkowski.
He's on the Buccaneers, but sure. Close. Yeah. You're close. Probably has CTE. Not proven yet. His CBD, okay. According to Rob Gronkowski, the CBD is curing his CTE. So,
how is he getting the CBD?
Well,
weed.
But it's curing. It's curing his CTE. Sorry, but yeah. Does he have a homeowners association? Is that the question?
That's the thing. I'm sure he has a giant mansion. Do you think anybody gives a crap what he does in his front yard?
He's got his own neighborhood. Is the thing probably.
That's probably
because eventually you've got 3 acres of land to put a house on. That's, you know, sorry, my neighbor 1 acre over is upset that they can see my 35-foot Grinch and they want to say something. if you're putting a house on a three acre plot of land, no 35-foot Grinch is lowering your home value. It's all in the house and in the land. But
honestly, this is America. The way you say something is I was about to say gun, but like take a BB gun so it's not as loud and you just pop a hole in it so it slowly deflates. I feel like that's how America would do things.
That would make you a real Grinch. If you pop my 35-foot inflatable Grinch, aren't you the Grinch at that point?
Just like that.
Do it.
At what point is that Grinch covered by the Homeowners Association, though? That's a $600 Grinch. If something happens to it, does that come in?
I don't know. I mean,
do we have any insurance adjusters around here, guys? Can you cover my 600-foot Grinch?
Now, imagine
$600 like, Grinch.
Now, but what happens if it like falls on somebody's house?
It's inflatable, man.
It's still probably got to have some force behind it.
I would be willing to bet that 35-foot-tall Grinch came in a box the same size as my $5 chalupa meal.
No way.
And he just plugged the thing in, and then he just went, oh,
no, because you had to stake that. At what point in the staking down of the Grinch did you realize that maybe is a big Grinch?
This might be a little excessive here, boys.
A little bigger than you expected.
Yeah. Oh. All right. Going from one oversized, ridiculous Christmas item to just one other ridiculous thing, I'll cap it off with a story. With just a whale of a story happening. Truth be told, this did happen last month at the beginning of the month in November. But this comes from the Netherlands. And, well, so you ever see a dumb statue? You ever have a dumb statue in your town that you're like, what is this? What is this really for? What is this doing? Well, I'll tell you what, it might be saving your damn life. So in the Netherlands, there was this train, and nobody's quite sure how it got derailed, but it got derailed, and it was flying off the tracks, and it was about to fall to 30 feet below, basically. It was off the tracks, it was gonna get hit. But luckily, in 2002, this town had erected a massive two whales, just the whale tails, and just right off of the loop, the metro loop in 2002. It was made by a sculptor. I guess it doesn't even give it. Oh, but it was installed at the oh man, you thought whatever that country's name was hard. Let me try to go some Dutch names here. It was installed at the Dakers station in, oh my god, in Spitskenis, yeah, Spijkennisse. The only time JK is next to each other in the English language, it's an abbreviation, which is a city just outside Rotterdam. Which I don't know why they included that story. I'm a dumb American. I don't know where Rotterdam is in the Netherlands either. But, the train derailed, slid all the way off the track, and luckily came to rest nicely on the whale's tail. No injuries or deaths were reported, and just a little bit of damage to the train and the whale tail is all that was, and all that was left from it. And the best part of this is that the name of the sculpture, when they put it up in 2002, And somehow this isn't the title of the article. But, oh, wait, it is the title of the article. All right. But but the name of the sculpture is Saved by the Whale's Tail. That's
wow,
just poetic in ways. So, you know, I feel like we had a lot of feel-good stories here, huh? You got a criminal caught by cat shit. We had a guy named Adolf Hitler get reelected.
Reelected?
just elected. Despite having the name. We had a guy raise money for COVID by being dumb and ordering a $600 Grinch, thinking it's a normal Grinch. And a train saved by a sculpture that really had no part in there, had no part in doing, in being in there and catching a train. But
they should make a movie about this and call it like Completely Stoppable.
Yeah, pretty stoppable, dude.
I love it. Not gonna lie, I think I can stop. Whoa, stop!
Hey, it's been stopped.
That picture just is insane.
Yeah, right. It's literally the picture in the article is just the train sitting on top of the whale's tail. And you know what? Actually, they did actually end up investigating. I did a follow up on this. They did end up investigating why the train got derailed. But since nobody got hurt and there's no injuries, they all just kind of decided to say, "Oh well," and move on.
Oh
well.
Oh.
So how do we like our toasted cheddar chalupas then?
Yes, moving on.
Thanks, guys. We'll go back. We'll go in reverse order from what we did the news story. So I guess I'll go first in case I hadn't talked enough.
Sure.
I'm not gonna lie to you guys. On the things on this show, if we had to do a ranking, this is a tough one, and it comes down. I think in the number one slot, I would have to put the toasted cheddar chalupa. And then in the number two slot, and trust me, this one was almost number one, but I'm going to have to put the regular chalupa. And then under my desk on the floor is where I put the McRib. I'm telling you, the McRib does not compare. And the McRib cost more. No, wait, I think it costs the same. I think they're both $3.99. I don't know what, was it $3.99 for you guys?
I just got the chalupa with chicken, it was $3.79, whereas the McRib was like $4.79 for me.
$4.79 for you?
Yeah, that's where it was for us. Yeah, for me as well.
It was almost $5.
It was $3.99 for me. I don't know. I thought I had my Taco Bell receipt.
Wait, wasn't it something stupid for Rory? Rory, how much was yours?
The McRib. Toasted cheddar chalupa with steak would be
$4.49,
but it's $3.89 normally.
What was the McRib?
The McRib was like $4.80.
Oh my god. Yeah. Okay. So let's
I don't know what you've got going on down in New Mexico, Truman, but
cheap food, I guess. Also, I will tell you, I was worried because I was running close to the show and I've gone to McDonald's and Taco Bell today. I did a real tour de force. And and McDonald's has things very streamlined at this point. You basically order And then you go and eventually you get up to pay and you pay and then buy it. Literally, when I was at the person at the second window was holding the bag outside the window by the time I rolled up. And I was like, am I just supposed to catch it and go? But I had to get a drink too. I had to get a drink too. Can you just pour that into my car? But as streamlined as that was, I was very worried about running late here because I was running close on it. I just got caught up doing other things. And then there was like seven cars in front of me. I timed this. It took 4 minutes. They averaged like 40 seconds a car. And we talk about Pizza Hut being varies on location. Taco Bell, very varies on location. But this Taco Bell knocked it out of the park. Very good. If I had to rank the Toasted Cheddar Chalupa 1 to 100. And again, this is always on a fast food score. We're not doing this on like a... Let's just do this on a fast food score out of fast food items that I've had. I'd have to give it a solid 83, I think. I feel like. It was just so good. I mean, and you're worried about it being dry with the toasted cheese or the fried tortilla shell. absolutely no problems. It was all great. So yeah, that's where I'd have to leave it. Is an 83.
Ooh, do we want to do a? Do you want to give us your out of other things Taco Bell makes?
Out of all the things that Taco Bell makes. A 95, maybe.
Oh,
that's damn close to the best thing I've ever had. I actually, I was a big on their potatoes that they just recently discontinued. I used to get the cheesy potato burrito, and that has a nostalgia factor because my sister didn't eat meat growing up, so she would always get that without the meat, and it was just like Fiesta potatoes, sour cream, cheese, and a tortilla. Best thing on their menu, but now it's gone. So this might be the best thing on the Taco Bell menu now, but I guess. Ooh. So that's keeping it from 100 because I've had something because they got rid of what would have been 100, but I'll give it a 95 out of Taco Bell.
Alrighty, things we're learning on this show. Truman ate a chalupa and forgot about the cheesy gordita crunch.
Oh, jeez. Oh, man. Dude, I do love the cheesy gordita crunch.
Truman's sitting there, oh, the cheesy gordita crunch is the best thing Taco Bell makes, eats a chalupa. Oh.
Toasted? Okay, how about... Toasted cheddar chalupa 95, cheesy gordita crunch 93, regular chalupa 87. Okay. On Taco Bell items.
Okay.
All right.
Also, Truman, I think I sleuthed out how your Taco Bell managed to get everybody through there fast. Evidence A or one is that your chalupa was actually a Doritos Locos Taco. I think that's how they did it. That's got to be how they did it.
They're like, oh shit.
They're like, shh. Oh wait, what did he order? Doesn't matter.
Yeah, to be fair, I've never had a chalupa. I could have just ate a really thick Doritos Locos Taco just now. All right, Joe, give me your score.
Okay. Overall, nobody knows this, but Truman, I love me some Taco Bell.
I took you the first time to Taco Bell. Isn't this?
That is true. I've never been to Taco Bell before, and then one night Truman's like, I'm drunk. I want some Taco Bell.
Yeah, and I was in a dark spot. Like, I think me and a girl had just broken up, and I was like, because it was like a Saturday night, and I'm like, oh, well, the only thing that can make this get more low is going to Taco Bell.
Well, no, it was right on the way, because the liquor store is across the street.
Right, exactly. It was perfect combination.
Bought alcohol, bought Taco Bell. Boom, nailed it.
But, great Saturday night, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, I gotta give this. This is like a 95. I love the chalupa, and this is just as good with that cheesy flavor. I give it a solid 95. And then out of things Taco Bell makes, this is the chalupa is number one for me. This is number two.
You like the normal chalupa better than this one?
I really do because I feel like you get more of the insides, whereas this is cheese.
Yeah.
Interesting. Sure, I can see it. Interesting. You go to Taco Bell for depth of flavor. I get it. Yes. I get it.
I go to Taco Bell for the finer things, which you don't know about because you just put cheese on things.
Isn't that the entire reason that Taco Bell has Baja Blast? Is because it brings out the greasy bottom of the barrel beef that they have.
Man, my roommate, as I was leaving, is like, didn't they discontinue Baja Blast? And I was like, I don't think they did. I don't think they ever will. They might have stopped selling in like normal stores.
I believe
stores.
You mean the meat sludge.
Sorry.
Oh yeah, if you ever see how they put ground beef onto things at Taco Bell, you'll never eat ground beef at Taco Bell again.
I've seen the recipe. It's like. Here, make normal taco beef. Now put it in a blender and add some more water. And that's how you make Taco Bell.
And it comes out of a hose. Like a basically like a fire hose. like at prison. That's actually what they blast prisoners with is Taco Bell beef out of a pressurized hose.
All right, who's hungry today?
Oh yeah. All right, line that's up. Gotta be it.
Slop. Yeah. All right.
Oh man.
Cole, what's your ranking for this?
Gross. Yeah, this is really tough. I would have to give toasted cheddar chalupa I want to say like a 78. It's It's lower. I think actually the one of the biggest things was having, it would have been higher, but I had a real chalupa tonight as well. And surprisingly enough, I really get what Joe's saying about the regular chalupa versus toasted cheddar. Toasted cheddar for sure. It tastes like cheese. That's a definite yes. But like the regular chalupa, just the flavor and the texture of the actual chalupa itself, kind of fantastic. So on the scale of Taco Bell things, I'd say toasted cheddar chalupa is about an 85 for me. Regular chalupa, though, probably in that 90 range on Taco Bell things. It is, it's pretty fiery. I'm a big fan. So.
Oh, yeah. Cole gets it.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So what I'm thinking about with the toasted cheddar chalupa is, obviously, they're talking about the depth of the flavor. It does have a very overpowering cheddar shell, which I feel allows me to give it a successful 80. It's right above the C range. It's above average. Mm-hmm. But I feel like there's a lot of fast food items I can think of that probably overshadow it. So in comparison to all fast food, I'd give it a B or an 80. In comparison to Taco Bell items, I'd probably give it an 88. It's probably the third or fourth best. Because there's the Crunchwrap Supreme, very good. The Cheesy Gordita Crunch, very good. Well, then I think there was another one that I liked more than it. Maybe the base chalupa is about even with it because they're both very similar flavors, but it's kind of just a different mood. It's a mood food. It has a lot more grease than the normal chalupa, a lot more flavor, but, you know, it depends on what you're looking for.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I don't,
well, given that it's Taco Bell, the extra oil might be wanted.
it's part of the recipe.
One of the other underrated items at Taco Bell is the breakfast Crunchwrap. Like, if you get the sausage and it comes to hash brown, oh, it's very good. But, like, I don't know, my Taco Bell stopped serving breakfast during these times. But they're still opening at, like, 9 a.m. And I'm like, man, what mind space do you have to be to go get a Baja, like, anything outside of drinks. Like, imagine just you go and you, I can't imagine eating this at 9 a.m. You know, you roll out of bed, you're like, you know what? Cheddar toasted chalupa, for sure.
I'm going to set my day up right. I would like a taco party pack, please.
You must have decided. Oh, you have chosen chaos for...
Do you take that with a coffee?
Chaotic neutral.
Chaotic.
No.
No. No. You're getting a toasted cheddar chalupa. You better get a Baja Blast or a Mountain Dew or something. Maybe, I don't know, man. If you're eating toasted cheddar chalupas at 9 a.m., you're probably also just drinking Bang or Monster.
No, actually, you're at 9 a.m.
Yeah, you don't drink coffee. You're not a coffee guy. At 9 a.m.
If you're going to Taco Bell at 9 a.m., I feel like you're trying not to go to work. Which is why you pair the taco with the coffee.
Oh, God. All right. Well, we'll end it on, I guess, what I'll call a tasteful, vague poop joke. I appreciate everybody tuning in to the second episode of Grub Buds. Again, I don't know if we'll be doing this weekly, but, you know, send us your ideas. If you see us on Twitter, receive me on Twitter, twitter.com/steammachine, twitch.tv/steammachine. Send me your crazy food ideas on fast food, what you want to try. You know, I don't know if we're going to go do secret menu items. I don't know if we're going to go try the McGangbang or the McSurf and Turf or whatever you're asking for here, which I think the McSurf and Turf might, I don't know. I've got to get everybody here to try a fish filet first, since apparently you guys are all scared of the McDonald's fish.
Bang, bang, boom.
but our avid components of Taco Bell and their meat hose. So, I don't know. There seems to be just some disconnect here. But, I don't know. I appreciate you guys being here. Again, Joe in the top left. Joe, do you want to... I don't know. Does anybody want to shout out links? You guys got anything you want to shout out or promote?
Technically, I have a link, but I don't stream because my internet is garbage.
Nice.
And can do about one thing at a time. So...
Fair.
Yeah.
So stream, I do not.
Cole, yeah, Cole,
I'd like
anything
to shout out. Shout out twitch.tv/steammachine. Yeah, he had pretty good content. Pretty all right guy. Great graphics. He's got a beautiful graphic design team behind him, honestly. So shout out those guys. Great team working there.
Hell yeah.
Rory,
I'm going to shout out that make sure to check this out again on Spotify. It will be posted on Spotify sometime this week, which will be uploaded and notified about on the @SteamMachine Twitter account. So make sure to check that out.
Yeah, and I think it's on Apple Podcasts too. So essentially, wherever you find podcasts, you can probably listen to this. So again, I appreciate you guys being here. Well, episode one was McRib. Episode two, Toast Cheddar Chalupa. We'll see you next week.